going, Bubber?"
Ernie Mills shouted from across the street, fixing papers for his route.
"No place," Bubber Searle said. "You going to see your lady friend? What do you go visit that old lady for?"
Bubber went on. He turned the corner and went down Elm Street. Already he could see the house at the end of the street. The front of the house was overgrown with weeds, old dry weeds that rustled and chattered in the wind. The house itself was a little gray box, the porch steps sagging. There was an old weather-beaten rocking chair on the porch, with a torn piece of cloth hanging over it. Bubber went up the walk. He could smell it. Bubber turned the handle of the bell. Mrs. Drew opened the door. A little dried-up old lady, like the weeds that grew along the front of the house.
"Come on inside, Bernard. They're just now ready."
Bubber went to the kitchen door and looked in. He could see them, resting on a big blue plate on top of the stove. A plate of warm, fresh cookies right out of the oven.
"How do they look?" Mrs. Drew said.
She rustled past him into the kitchen.
"And maybe some cold milk, too."
She poured a glass of milk for him and set some of the cookies on a small plate.
"Let's go into the living room."
Bubber nodded. Mrs. Drew carried the milk and the cookies in and set them on the arm of the couch. Then she sat down in her own chair, watching Bubber. Bubber ate greedily, as usual, intent on the cookies. Mrs. Drew waited patiently until the boy had finished, and his already ample sides bulged that much more. When Bubber was done with the plate, he glanced toward the kitchen again.
"Wouldn't you like to wait until later for the rest?"
"All right."
She leaned back in her chair.
"Well, what did you do in school today? How did it go?"
"All right."
The little old lady watched the boy look restlessly around the room.
"Bernard, won't you stay and talk to me for a while?"
He had some books on his lap, some school books.
"Why don't you read to me from your books?"
"Can I have the rest of the cookies after?"
"Of course."
Bubber moved over towards her, to the end of the couch. He opened his books.
"Which do you want?"
"The geography."
Bubber opened the big blue book at random. "Peru." The little old lady watched him, his fat cheeks wobbling as he read, holding his finger next to the line. He was very close to her, only a little way off. There was only the table and lamp between them. He had been coming for over a month now, ever since the day she had been sitting on her porch and seen him go by, and thought to call to him, pointing to the cookies by her rocker. Why had she done it? She did not know. The boy's voice droned on, and as she sat, dozing and listening, something began to happen, her gray wrinkles and lines dimming away. As she sat in the chair, she was growing younger, the thin, fragile body filling out with youth again. It had happened before. Almost every time the boy came and sat by her, a breath of warmth inside her cold body for the first time in years. In her chair, the little old lady had become a dark-haired matron of perhaps 30, a woman with full cheeks and plump arms and legs. Bubber put down his book and stood up.
"I have to go. Can I take the rest of the cookies with me?"
She blinked, rousing herself. The boy was in the kitchen, filling his pockets with cookies. He went across the living room to the door. Mrs. Drew stood up. All at once, the warmth left her. She felt tired. Tired and very dry. Oh, it was gone. Gone again as soon as he moved away. She tottered to the mirror above the mantel and looked at herself. Old, faded eyes stared back.
I'll see you later.
Please, please come back again.
Sure.
Bubber pushed the door open.
Goodbye.
He went down the steps. He was gone.
Bubber, you come in here.
May Searle stood on the porch.
All right.
Bubber came slowly up onto the porch, pushing inside the house.
What's the matter with you?
She caught his arm.
I'm tired.
His father came through the living room with the newspapers in his undershirt.
What's the matter?
Look at him.
He's been visiting that old lady,
Ralph Searle said.
Can't you tell? What do you go there for, bub?
She gives him cookies. He'd do anything for a plate of cookies.
Bub, listen to me. I don't want you hanging around that crazy old lady anymore. I don't care how many cookies she gives you. You hear me?
Bubber looked down at the floor, leaning against the door. His heart beat heavily.
I told her I'd come back.
You can go once more. Tell her you won't be able to come back again, though. You make sure you tell her nice. Now go upstairs and get washed up. After dinner, better have him lie down. I don't want him going there anymore.
Well, it'll be the last time.
Wednesday was warm and sunny. Bubber strode along, his hands in his pockets. At the soda fountain, a woman was drinking a big chocolate soda. The sight of it made Bubber's mouth water. A few minutes later, he came up on the gray, sagging porch and rang the bell. Below him, the weeds blew and rustled with the wind. It was almost 4 o'clock. He could not stay too long, but then it was the last time. The door opened.
Come in, Bernard.
He went inside, looking around.
I'll start the cookies. I didn't know if you were coming.
She padded into the kitchen.
I'll get them started right away. You sit down on the couch.
Bubber went over and sat down. He noticed that the table and lamp were gone. The chair was right up next to the couch. He was looking at the chair in perplexity when Mrs. Drew came rustling back into the room.
They're in the oven.
Now, she sat down in the chair.
How is school?
Fine,
she nodded. How plump he was. She could touch him. He was so close. Ah, to be young again.
Do you want to read to me, Bernard?
I didn't bring any books.
Oh, well, I have some books. I'll get them.
She got up, crossing to the bookcase. As she opened the doors, Bubber said,
Mrs. Drew, my father says I can't come here anymore. He says this is the last time. I thought I'd tell you.
Everything seemed to leap around her, the room twisting furiously.
Bernard, you're not coming back?
No, my father says not to.
The old lady took a book at random and came slowly back to her chair.
Please read, Bernard. Please.
He opened the book.
Where'll I start?
Anywhere, Bernard.
It was something by Trollope. She only half heard the words. She put her hand to her forehead, the dry skin brittle and thin like old paper. The last time?
Bubber read on.
Against the window, a fly buzzed. Outside, the sun began to set, the air turning cool. The old lady sat close. She touched his arm. Bubber looked up.
You don't mind if I touch your arm, do you?
No, I guess not.
He went on reading. The old lady could feel the youngness of him flowing between her fingers through her arm. And presently, it began to happen as before. She closed her eyes, letting it move over her, filling her up, carried into her by the sound of the voice and the feel of the arm. She looked down at her arms. Rounded they were. She touched her cheek. The wrinkles had gone. Suddenly she got to her feet, her body secure and confident. She turned a little quick circle. Bubber stopped reading. "Are the cookies ready?"
"I'll see."
She walked quickly to the kitchen and opened the oven. She took out the cookies.
"All ready."
Bubber came past her, his gaze fastened on the side of the cookies. Mrs. Drew hurried from the kitchen. She went into the bedroom, closing the door after her. Then she turned, gazing into the full-length mirror on the door. She was young again, and this time it had not gone away. She opened the door. Bubber had filled his mouth and his pockets. He was standing in the center of the living room, his face fat and dull, a dead white.
"What's the matter?"
"I'm going."
"All right, Bernard, and thanks for coming to read to me."
She laid her hand on his shoulder. "Perhaps I'll see you again sometime."
"My father..."
"I know. Goodbye, Bernard." She watched him go slowly down the steps, one at a time. Then she closed the door and skipped back into the bedroom. She unfastened her dress and stepped out of it, the worn gray fabric distasteful to her. What a wonderful body! The flesh was firm. There was so much, so many things to do. She started the water running in the bathtub, then went to tie her hair up. The wind blew around him as he trudged home. The boy felt tired. He was cold. He left Elm Street and went up Pine Street. At the corner he stopped, holding on to a lamppost. The street lights were beginning to come on. At last he went on, walking as best he could.
"Where is that boy?" May Searle said, going out on the porch for the 10th time. Ralph flicked on the light and they stood together. "What an awful wind!" They could see nothing but a few newspapers and trash being blown along.
"Let's go inside," Ralph said. "He sure is going to get a licking when he gets home."
They sat down at the dinner table. Presently, May put down her fork.
"Listen, do you hear something?"
Outside, against the front door, there was a faint sound. Ralph stood up. He went to the door and opened it. Something gray and dry was blowing up against the porch. A bundle of weeds. Weeds and rags, blown by the wind, perhaps. The bundle bounced against his legs. He watched it drift past him, against the wall of the house. Then he closed the door again, slowly.
"What was it?"
"Just the wind," Ralph Searle said.